It's Thursday, the 20th of March, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. A new administration will take office next week under the leadership of incoming President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. New parliamentarians were also sworn in on Thursday, with the former Prime Minister Sarah Kurongelwa Amadila appointed as the new Speaker of Parliament, replacing Professor Peter Kachavivi. Public policy analyst Marius Kudumo shares his thoughts on the changes.
The new Speaker has been long in government and she has been long in Parliament. Therefore, it should not be too difficult for her to master the procedures and also applying those procedures. I don't think that it will be a difficult task. She is getting in big shoes. The issue of whether parliaments are performing effectively and attending to their work are the responsibilities of the chief whips. So we have to look also who are the chief whips that the various political parties are actually assigning.
Separately, with the 35th Independence Day anniversary being celebrated on Friday, along with the swearing-in ceremony of Namibia's first woman president, we asked State House Press Secretary Dr. Alfredo Hengari if he believes the incoming administration will be able to address the challenges left by the late former president Hage Geingob's administration.
We had a very difficult 10 years. President Geingob came into office at a time when the global commodity cycle burst was in full motion, and as a commodity export driven economy, our revenues as a government were affected between 2015 and 2020, severe droughts, and in 2020 COVID-19 hits Namibia. Jobs are lost in the tourism sector, jobs are lost in other services industry which are related to tourism, lockdowns. So difficult 5 years emotionally and economically. I'm confident that the incoming administration will take on some of these challenges head on.
The CEO of the Roads Authority, Conrad Lutombi, has confirmed that the bridge between Rehoboth and Windhoek has been damaged by heavy rains and traffic cannot pass over it.
The road is severely damaged and unfortunately cannot allow traffic to pass over. Therefore, we have deployed a contractor now and a consultant to work on the bypass. Unfortunately, the river is still flowing, but we are going to work on the bypass. In the meantime, we are busy assessing the alternative routes, the Rehoboth via the Kutende to Windhoek. It's gravel road, but we will see if we can, the rivers are better there in order to allow our equipment. We hope to restore the bypass by tomorrow, depending on the weather.
Foreign investors including JP Morgan, Wells Fargo and Franklin Resources have sold 16.1 billion rand in South African bonds this month alone. The decision is driven by concerns over deteriorating U.S. relations and the potential loss of preferential trade status under the African Growth and Opportunity Act. The United Kingdom's Air Safety Authority will decide on Thursday whether to lift a ban on Pakistan International Airlines.
Pakistan International Airlines, often known as PIA, is currently prohibited from operating in the UK and Europe following a ban imposed in July 2020 that originally stemmed from a fake pilot license scandal. European and British regulators cited concerns about the licensing and certification of pilots. If the committee rules in favor of lifting the ban, PIA could soon be allowed to resume operations at British airports. The Pakistani government is hoping a growing aviation industry would provide a substantial boost to the country's ailing economy. Hera Mustafa, Islamabad.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.